Nolte, vigilantes at BBC convict Jared Leto of criminal sexual conduct. By John Nolte on July 29, 2026. When will the public realize the corrupt media standing in for the state to convict and destroy a man in the kangaroo court of public opinion is nothing short of obscene. The far-left BBC went the full sexual McCarthyism this week to accuse, convict, and sentence Oscar-winning actor Jared Leto to career and reputation annihilation. Using no standard of evidence and no cross-examination, the vigilantes at the BBC allowed four women to destroy Leto with criminal accusations that have never been tested or challenged by any reasonable legal standard. One of the women says she was sexually assaulted in a motel bathroom when she was 17, we're told. Another says the Hollywood star threatened her with sexual assault when she was 19. A third describes how she had underage sex with a star in California when she was 17, which would be classified as statutory rape. The fourth woman describes being groomed by Leto, saying he abused his celebrity status by making repeated sexually explicit phone calls to her when she was 16, adds the salacious report. On at least one occasion, she says he suggested they should have sex. In total, 10 women have spoken to the BBC documentary Jared Leto, Hollywood's Dark Secret, with 9 of them sharing their stories publicly for the first time, continues the report. All the women say they encountered Leto between 2002 and 2016, when he was in his 30s and 40s. He is now 54. He may very well be guilty, but that's not how the system is supposed to work. You can frame a guilty man, and if Leto is guilty, that's basically what the BBC is doing here. Trust me, allowing the media to frame anyone, even if you believe that person is guilty, is a danger to everyone's civil liberties. As far as the accusers, I'm sorry, I know it's difficult, but if you feel a crime has been committed against you, especially a sexual crime, the only decent thing to do is go to the authorities, and do so before the statute of limitations is up. There is no alleged crime here younger than 10 years old. Some of these crimes are old enough to drink. At the risk of being accused of victim shaming, I simply don't understand why it's easier to tell your story to the worldwide media than to tell it in a courtroom. If you're telling your story to the worldwide media and not to the authorities, I don't want to hear about how difficult it is to come forward. Because obviously it is not. And let's look at the recent past. The media convicted and destroyed Johnny Depp, Michael Jackson, and Kevin Spacey. But what happened next? The court said differently. And yet, reputations and careers remain in tatters. The media should be challenging the state, going behind the state to ensure those convicted of a crime are in fact guilty. That is a moral crusade. That is how a healthy democracy operates. What is not healthy is the media behaving like the state to pursue, put on trial, and convict people. This is nothing less than a high-tech vigilante lynching. And guilty or not, all decent people should oppose vigilante lynchings.